Today is the 26th of June, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Robbie Falzon. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what have you learnt about today?
Today seems like a pretty morbid day in history with not many, too many memories to cherish. The US was up to its usual tricks, and on this day in 1862, one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War took place in the Battle of Beaver Creek. In 1917, they joined World War I, arriving in France, and in 1924, they left the Dominican Republic after 8 years of occupation.
Well, at least they left. That's something kind of positive. Do you have something else uplifting for on this day in history?
Certainly something that made a positive difference to us is, as well as having numerous negative effects, the gasoline-driven auto was patented by in the US by Carl Benz on this day in 1894.
Wow, that's a long time ago. I don't really think about cars being around for that long, but then when you say 1894, it's like, whoa, oh my goodness.
Is that the Mercedes-Benz guy? Is that the same Benz?
The same guy, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They built a car the next year. They had a three-wheeled vehicle running on their gasoline automatic engine. Combustion engine.
It's funny to think that they went straight to three wheels because no one has a three-wheel car.
Mr. Bean, didn't he have
Yes,
he did.
Yep.
He's real, right?
Yeah, he's definitely real if fictional is real. He's also not really like the paragon for the modern man that we'd like to bring up as the reason we drive four-wheeled cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got something else for us today, Robbie?
I do. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, performed his last show in Indianapolis on this day in 1977. He later died of a heart attack in August that same year.
Wow.
They keep saying he died, but yeah. I mean, he's been cited so many times.
I don't believe it.
Nah, surely.
Sounds like you guys need
dead.
To go on huge news. what song have you got us for to wrap all this, I guess, negative / positive history story?
To wrap it up, I'll use the song that he used to wrap it up. In his last performance in Indianapolis, he finished with Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
And what a beautiful song.
It is lovely.
Thanks a lot, Robbie.
Thank you.